Another nice day here in central Wisconsin. The time is 2:07. Currently fair skies. A bit cooler than it's been the last couple of days, but still pleasant at 60 degrees at our studios on East Wausau Avenue in Wausau. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Coming up in just a few minutes at 2:15, we'll be joined by Sean Wright, the Executive Director of the Grand Theater and Performing Arts Foundation in Wausau. They had a big show last night. Clay Aiken and Ruben Studdard, 20th anniversary of their big breakthrough on American Idol. They were at the Grand last night. I'm sure it was an outstanding crowd and performance. We'll talk about that. Got Lewis Black coming into town tomorrow night for a big show. And also a chance for you to already RSVP to the 2023-2024 season preview party, which will be coming up on June the 6th. So we'll discuss that. So plenty to talk about as we talk to Sean Wright from the Grand Theater, Wausau Performing Arts Foundation, the executive director, coming up at 2:15. Also coming up on this program, we're going to take a look at what's going on in high school sports. We're heading down to the final days of the school year and the spring sports season. A lot's going on. We'll discuss that as well. And also going to talk a bit about yesterday. After the show, I went over to Wausau West, broadcast a high school softball game. Wausau West against Wisconsin Rapids, but it was basically, that was the sidelight. It was an incredible show up of the community to help in a fundraiser for a little boy, an 18-month-old little boy, the son of the junior varsity coach of the Wausau West Warriors. Going to talk about that, what it means within a community, and what it can mean maybe even bigger picture. I got some thoughts on that. We'll discuss a bit later on here on the program as well. One of the stories I'm kind of keeping an eye on today is that this afternoon, the state legislature has been in session, the state assembly, and there was thought that they would come in this afternoon at 1 o'clock and pass their bill for shared revenue. And we've heard from Governor Tony Evers that he does not want a lot of strings on this, and that the initial bill put out by Robin Voss and the Assembly GOP has a lot of strings, especially for the city of Milwaukee. Well, basically, after getting into session at 1 o'clock, according to a tweet from Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area, says, after spending much of the last hour debating and approving various resolutions, Republicans are going to caucus and the session is headed to recess. So at this point, has not been a vote passing the Republican idea for shared revenue. And Scott Ross, who is not shy about putting his opinions out there, a great pundit, well, he responded to Schaefer's tweet by saying, in 2017, when Scott Walker and Fitzgerald and Voss were totally in charge, they fought, and it wasn't until September 21st when they passed the budget. He says, Robin Voss is the common denominator. He is an odious, corrupt poison. We're going to talk a bit about this Republican idea. There was actually a guest column on Dan Schaefer's recombobulation area. I thought it made a lot of good points. I'm going to kind of discuss some of those. And what should Governor Tony Evers do in this situation? I think the governor does have some cards to play. Do not get run over by Robin Voss and the GOP. I think that's very, very important. So we're going to kind of talk about some of the points of that column and also then talk about what the next steps are. And we'll see whether or not the Republicans come out of this caucus and have a vote on their plan for shared revenue sometime today. So we'll keep an eye on that as we continue here on the program on Bow Falls Radio. And also real quickly, if you aren't already, if you're on Facebook and you're not following Wisconsin Breaking News, that's our civic media news source. And I bring that up because the other day I came across, and I follow, of course, and I check it out, and there was a story about here in central Wisconsin. I live in Weston. And there's some road construction going on Camp Phillips Road near Highway 29. The last two nights I've come back from my ball games, when I've been broadcasting, and I have forgotten about the detour. The first time, all right, I got it. I made my did the longer route to get back home. And then last night I get off on the exit, and I got really ticked off at myself. I mean, how can I make this mistake not once but two nights in a row? It reminded me, I need to tell you to check out the Wisconsin Breaking News page on Facebook to keep up to speed on what is going on in central Wisconsin and the state of Wisconsin. So if I would pay more attention to it, I think I would be getting home a little bit earlier than I have been. We're going to take a timeout, then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk to Sean Wright from the Grand Theater Performing Arts Foundation coming up next. Time is 2:13. I'm Chad Holmes on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app again, wherever you get your apps, just search out Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, and be able to download it, be able to tune in right here on Bow Falls Radio, wherever you may be able to tune into the other stations on the Civic Media Radio Network as well, plus podcasts of this program, podcasts of the other talk shows throughout the state on Civic Media, and podcasts as well of our high school sports play-by-play. And first of all, before I turn to our next topic, again, thanks to Sean Wright. Always great to have Sean in every other Wednesday, be able to talk about what's going on at the Grand Theater, and mention the fact that last Tuesday night, the third annual Jerry Ensemble Cabaret, featuring the young people. Boy, it really is heartwarming to know that the Grand Theater was packed for that show. We had a chance to talk to some of those Jerry Ensemble talented students back a few months ago. And again, whether, you know, I do a lot of high school sports coverage, but also the talents within the arts. And I think, again, it shows why we need to have a wide range of educational and extracurricular activities within our schools. It can't just be a focus on, hey, we want you to become a cog in our economic machine for the rest of your life. Life is so much more than that. It really is. It's one thing that I'm going to continue to talk about because I think it's vitally important. It should not be about school and about college, just putting you as a cog in order to grow the economy, as Robin Voss said. So, again, when I saw on the Grand Theater Facebook page saying that it was a packed full house last Tuesday night for the Jerry Ensemble Cabaret concert, I was very, very pleased and great to hear from Sean Wright about that. And, again, I wanted to go to see Lewis Black. I did. But I have a game tomorrow. And I got to do it. I got to do the game. But I really wanted to go and see Lewis Black tomorrow night. So yeah, if you got tickets, have a great time. As Sean Wright said, about 10 tickets still remaining and a chance for you to go to the Grand. Wonderful venue and see an incredibly talented performer tomorrow night, Lewis Black at the Grand. And I mentioned young people. And I mentioned, you know, on our Civic Media app, being able to go to the podcast page and hear previous high school play-by-play broadcasts. In fact, if you go there right now or go to our website at bullfallsradio.com and then click on sports, and you can go and see and listen to our broadcast yesterday of Wausau West softball. Wausau West taking on Wisconsin Rapids. Regular season finale for the Warriors. Wisconsin Valley Conference finale for the Warriors. But again, the game was secondary. It was not about the game yesterday. It was about a benefit that was really incredibly well done. Everything, I put a social media posting last night when I got home after the game and the event, calling it pitch perfect. It really was a pitch perfect event. It was a benefit for Emmett Heindel, 18-month-old little boy that was diagnosed late last month on April the 25th with acute lymphocytic leukemia. In fact, here on this benefit day, little Emmett could not be there. Neither could his mom, the JV softball coach of Wausau West, Claire Heindel. Why? Because they were down in the southern part of the state at a hospital as Emmett Heindel was continuing his treatments for this disease. So it was a shame that they could not be there for this event because it was just an outstanding event. As I said, Claire Heindel, the JV softball coach for Wausau West, when the news came down late last month, a lot of people went into action around the Wausau West softball program. They reached out to a lot of folks. I think you've probably seen stories in a number of media outlets. They reached out to me immediately to try to get the word out as well. And yesterday, there were so many people there. In fact, the Wausau West Orchestra was there. I have never done a high school sports event where it was the orchestra that was there, not the pep band, not a marching band, but the orchestra. You had all these string instruments sitting to my left in the bleachers doing the national anthem and playing music before the game. We had so many folks with tables set up, selling the T-shirts that helped raise money for the family. Had so many raffles. Had so many businesses that stepped up and gave prizes to raise money. Had a 50-50 raffle. Had just everything, everything. And there were so many people there. It was a beautiful day. And it was really an example of our community coming together. And sometimes when you listen to programs on this radio station, other radio stations, we talk about things where we're not coming together. But we can come together. We can. We really can. There are choices to be made. And that's one thing that, for lack of a better word, depresses me when somebody like 8 years ago, when a man like Donald Trump decides, I want to be president of the United States. And then once you decide, I want to be president of the United States, and I'll use him, I'll use Ron DeSantis, which I'll give an example of him in a moment. But at that point, then you say, well, how am I going to go about this? How am I going to run for this office? And in 2015, when Donald Trump decided I'm running for president, he went down an escalator and got in front of a microphone and did not try to lift people, did not try to bring people together like we saw yesterday. People from, I'm sure, widely varied political points of view, widely varied in terms of many beliefs, but yet everybody was able to come together, have a wonderful time together, speak with each other about the important aspect of this event, you have choices you can make. You can try to bring people together or you can try to take people apart. And when I see an event like that, sometimes I worry that, hey, the only way to win elections these days is to tear people apart. Because I look at what the president has right now as an approval rating. Very low. And I know I scratched my head. He's got a record of accomplishment. Is it because he's not cutting the other side down to size at a level that everybody wants to see on the left? Is it because those people on the right, under no circumstances, would ever say, I approve of the job that's being done by a president of the other party? Perhaps. But I think even for some short-term pain, trying to be someone that does bring people together, like I think the president is doing, is ultimately going to be a winning strategy. If he's running again against a person that is basically trying to win 51-49 by tearing the other people down, the other side down, I don't know. I mean, how much can you grow? You can't. You're going to try to get that plus one majority and then have to fight every moment of every day because it's a completely fractured electorate. And I came across, again, a story. I've mentioned so many times I get this morning newsletter titled Cup of Coffee, Craig Calcaterra. It's a baseball newsletter, but he talks about issues in it at the end of after talking about what happened in baseball the previous night and the news that was going on in baseball. And there, again, you see these examples where people are just trying to bring people apart. And Craig Calcaterra shared a story that says, Judd Legum of Popular Information reports that a Florida teacher is under state investigation for showing fifth graders a Disney movie titled Strange World. This despite the fact that, according to Common Sense Media, Strange World is suitable for kids as young as 8. But that's not good enough for this Florida parent, a woman named Shannon Rodriguez, who, Calcaterra says, wouldn't you know, also happens to be a school board member who is part of Moms for Liberty, which is a right-wing group that aggressively seeks to ban books and other media with LGBTQ plus characters. Strange World has an LGBTQ plus character in it, so she now has the pretext to unleash the power of a McCarthyist state on both the teacher and on the students, all of whom now have to be interviewed by state investigators because that's what Ron DeSantis and his bleephead supporters believe to be an appropriate use of time, money, and effort. Worth noting, Rodriguez, the complaining parent, signed a permission slip to let her kid watch PG-rated movies in class. Calcaterra says, but I suppose when there's a witch to burn, you burn a witch, even if you bought her the herbs for her potions. And even if you have to lie to do it, as Rodriguez did when at a recent school board meeting, she accused the teacher of showing a PG movie without approval. That was not true. She also said that kids in the class were victims of the teacher's conduct, accused the teacher of imposing her beliefs on students, and said it was her job, not the teacher's, to teach my child about the birds and the bees, despite the fact there is no sex at all in the movie Strange World. Rodriguez nonetheless argued that the teacher stripped the innocence of my 10-year-old. Again, it's all about culture wars. And I will emphasize the word wars with that. Calcaterra said if this was some random loon on a school board, it'd be easy to ignore her, but she's not a random loon. She is the logical product and decidedly not unique product of Ron DeSantis' and other Republicans' hateful campaign against the LGBTQ plus community. A campaign designed to erase the existence of LGBTQ plus people in the public sphere. And again, something I talk about, history. History. As anybody who has read any history at all knows well, it's not enough for people like this to merely refuse to acknowledge the existence of hated outgroups. Eventually, people like this will attempt to eliminate the hated outgroup altogether. That, again, is why You need to know what's happened in the past to try and avoid have it happen in the present or the future. Bottom line, it's ridiculous in the, you know, in the micro look of it, for someone to rail against a Disney movie that does not have, it's not poisonous to a child. It's a child can watch it and not be poisoned. But the last line that Greg Calcaterra says in his newsletter about this story, there's nothing funny at all about it, given that things such as these have shown themselves to be stepping stones to genocides over and over throughout history. Again, I'm going to continue to talk a lot about history, because I do think that there's so many seeds that we see now that unless we are aware of what grows from those seeds, we could find ourselves in some very difficult situations. But going back to the point I started with this segment, there are ways to bring people together, and it's not about demonizing the outgroups. Hopefully, this country will see that, because something I want to mention in the next segment again. At some point, you feel like these folks are going to go too far. And I think in the state of North Carolina yesterday, maybe they took a step in that direction where maybe there's going to be a major boomerang based on folks finally saying, hey, what road are we going down here? I'm going to discuss that coming up. The time is 2:47, 60 degrees under fair skies in Wausau. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa. Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. With you each and every weekday from 2 until 4 p.m. During the last segment, I wrapped up talking about a story mentioned on the Cup of Coffee newsletter that I subscribe to each and every day. Talking about a school board member in Florida, a mother who is a Mothers for Liberty member, getting outraged because of a Disney movie being shown in class, which is suitable for young people as young as 8. Another story, and one thing that story and this story I'm going to talk about indicate is the folks on the right now are not afraid to push in public to have their beliefs be implemented in public schools. Saw another story that maybe there's going to be some pushback, because it's not easy to push back. I think you look at the story here in Wausau with the family that pushed back against racist and sexist comments made in a band class, in a band room. It's not easy. That family's getting pushback from other areas within our community. It's not easy to be put out there. But this is a story about a group of parents in Tennessee. And the thing is, they're outraged. And they're not, usually when you hear that, that means one of those Moms for Liberty groups are outraged. No, This is a group of parents in Tennessee, a conservative state, outraged because a local school board caved to conservative groups and canceled a librarian's Mother's Day lesson. We just had Mother's Day this past weekend. This Mother's Day lesson from this librarian was inclusive to kids without moms. And this group of right-wing groups in Tennessee who got the Hamilton County School Board in Tennessee to cancel that lesson. Well, at the school board meeting this week, they came back and they spoke out. And I wanted to play this because I think this is what has to be done when these right-wing groups try to enforce their far-right beliefs on the entire community. And this is what, and again, in a conservative state, happened this week.
The books that were to be shared have been accessible at Alpine Crest Elementary for nearly a decade and are logged and online. These books are well known for tackling blended families, adopted families, foster families, or any family that doesn't fit perfectly into a box. All students, families, and educators deserve to be respected and feel valued.
I'm extremely disappointed in the way an inclusive Mother's Day lesson was canceled and my kid's librarian has been vilified. I knew there would be pushback from a few loud bullies, but I'm enraged that the administration sided with them. A majority of families have been denied an important lesson in our increasingly diversified world, and a platform was given to a group of fear-mongering extremists. This group claimed that a story about a bear is pushing trans ideology, and a story about a girl feeling left out during Mother's Day is pushing a homosexual agenda. They say this is sexualization of children when they're the only ones that brought sex into it. The only agenda I'm seeing play out is that of Moms for Liberty, a well-funded and connected political group that preys on vulnerable people with manufactured outrage in the guise of protecting children. I am here right now to protect my children from them. I'd have to strongly disagree that this group cares about the safety of all kids. The motivation behind the cancellation of a compassionate literacy lesson sends a message to minorities and LGBTQ families that their existence is unacceptable. By shielding your kids from love that looks different than yours, you're turning them into bullies and crippling them from living successfully in a diverse world.
I've never seen them shoveling mulch, putting up swing sets, painting door frames. We're here in the trenches. We're here with these children. This is 2023. I'm a Christian man married to a woman, but I think everyone should be represented fairly. If you want to keep your kids in a closet and just shelter them from everything, homeschool them. Send them to Christian school. This is a public school for everyone. Everyone. I've dealt with that woman. She loves these kids.
Instead of backing Mrs. Mickey up, you let the bullies win. When you let the bullies win, they're going to keep bullying. I understand that these adult bullies have intimidated and incited an ungodly amount of hate in our community, but you, HCS leadership and admin, must show them that you have a zero tolerance policy for bullying. When you have a board policy that states you expect all students to treat each other with civility and respect, and then you let grown adults bully one of your educators, and you let them interrupt the education of our students, you're teaching the community that you don't actually mean what you say.
Powerful. That was this week after a Mother's Day program from a librarian in the public schools was canceled because of Moms for Liberty and conservative groups getting upset. And it's something that we have to keep an eye on. I got concerned when I saw a story before the school board election that Moms for Liberty made two endorsements in the Wausau School Board. And that does not poison the two that ultimately won seats and are now sitting on the board. No, but it does concern me because Moms for Liberty has a record like this. And that also means that folks in this community have to keep a very close eye that we don't see things like this happen in our community, or more things like this happen in our community. The idea that these two school board members who were victorious last month got the endorsement of Moms for Liberty must mean something. Just keep an eye. Keep an eye out. Again, I'm not going to say that disqualifies them or anything else because they got a Moms for Liberty endorsement, but at the same time, that does bring... That is a red flag. That is a red flag because you see what these folks in Tennessee, again, this is a very conservative state. And the idea of the school board, again, falling in line with the far right and continuing, as we talk about history, continue to do things that we saw back 100 years ago, 75 years ago, 50 years ago. We must remember what's happened before so it doesn't happen again. Coming up at 3:06, we'll be joined by our meteorologist, Ray Miller, from weatherology.com. Let you know what to expect for the rest of the week weatherwise. CBS News coming up. Another hour to go here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.